In the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," is sandwiched right between "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done," and "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." And it's easy for us to assume that we have gone from the sublime to the shabby, from the spiritual to the carnal. But nothing could be further from the truth. The immediate lead-in to the Lord's Prayer is Jesus assuring us that through Him, God is our Father and already knows everything we need. Jesus says, "When you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father who art in heaven," and so forth. And after the Lord's Prayer, Jesus picks up the same theme and assures us that the Father loves us and will provide all we need. "Look at the birds of the air," says Jesus. "Your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of much more value than they? Consider the lilies of the field. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you? Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." The really fascinating thing is that Jesus views the assurance that God our Father loves us, knows everything we need, and will provide it as an incentive to pray. We would normally think of it as a reason why we don't really need to pray, but that's not the way Jesus sees it. There is something very personal and loving going on here. The fact that even though God knows everything we need far better than we do, and He's promised to provide it, yet He wants to hear our needs from our own lips. It is the relationship of father and child, father and son, father and daughter, that God wants to develop, deepen, and enrich. Now, this doesn't add anything to God in terms of need, because God doesn't need anything, but what it does add to Him is joy. For us, it adds not only joy if we understand what's going on, but it adds glory. For God uses it to grow us up into the fullness of what it means to be God's sons and daughters. In this regard, we need to remember, or perhaps learn for the first time, that dependence on God is not a result of sin. Adam and Eve, before the fall, were just as dependent as we are. It was God's will that they pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," just as much as us. 1,000 years after the resurrection unto life and the full realization of the new heavens and the new earth, we will be just as dependent as we are today. Our dependence is not a function of the fall, but of our creaturehood. And our creaturehood is something that God pronounced very good before the fall. In Romans chapter 8, Paul says that we and the entire creation groan to be delivered from sin and death, but not from creaturehood and dependence, which is not really even possible, given that only God is God, and only He can be. Given who God is, and who He has made us as His sons and daughters, our being His creatures, our dependence, is a glory, not a regret. Joyfully acknowledging our dependence to God by asking for our daily creaturely needs is a step of closeness and communion toward the living God, who is our Father through Jesus Christ. Remember, the difference between a beggar and a child is not dependence, for they are both equally dependent. The difference between a beggar and a child is belonging and inheritance. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.